Tucson's metro is set to be made public this week.
The report is believed to include documents explaining why former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood believes a smaller reform board can be created without amendments to an existing compact, according to the Washington Post. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says those amendments to the compact are needed first, and the state's transportation secretary has also questioned the effectiveness of a smaller board. The district, Maryland, and Virginia subsidize the system's budget. Those jurisdictions all have to agree for Metro to get more money and make other changes. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, a lot of you are not waiting around for Metro to fix itself. Some are taking to riding ride-sharing services instead to get you to work. Metro is taking notice. It's hired a consultant to figure out exactly how much business it's losing to Uber and Lyft and to come up with strategies to get you back. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,232, the NASDAQ at 68,48. In sports, Maryland blows a 22-point lead but beats Illinois in overtime. Elsewhere in college hoops, Navy and Georgetown are also winners. Sunday night football, the Eagles' 9-game win streak is snapped as they fall to the Seahawks. WMAL News Time, 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I imagine I'm no different than you. Rush.
We just want to laugh.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays noon till 3. Rush. On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
And trust me on this, you cannot know when you should take your Social Security or how much you should take out of TSP. You cannot know that unless you have a way to measure your decision. And don't get excited because you did some form of break-even analysis at home. That's not what I'm talking about. You have to have a plan.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon, here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now 395 at the 14th Street Bridge. No change here at the scene of this accident. Still just one right lane gets by. This is for commuters on 395 North. Right as you get to the 14th Street Bridge, and that left exit to the GW Parkway still remains blocked off. So everyone come in from the Pentagon, watch for these delays quickly growing. Also, on the George Washington Parkway, just jammed here as you try to get up to the exit and onto the 14th Street Bridge as well. No problems to report as you travel to 70. Looking good. It's Urbana to Hyattstown for a slower stretch. Top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring starts to fill in some of the delays. On 210, initially reported as a broken down car prior to getting to the Beltway right near Livingston Road, but now crews say it's a fender bender, so do watch. Again, 210 northbound north of Livingston Road. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today, at least for early December standards. 57, average high is 50. Showers late tonight, 46. Occasional rain tomorrow, 61. Colder air in by Wednesday. Clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 26 in Stafford, 29 in Greenbelt, 38 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. Still trying to figure out how those new I-66 options work for you inside the Beltway? Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. Good Monday morning to you. Joining us at 7:05, Joe DeGeneva will discuss Michael Flynn's plea and FBI news at 7:35. Joe Bishop Henchman will join us. He's with the Tax Foundation. At 8:05, it's Michael Mukasey, former Bush Attorney General. And at 8:35, Matt Schlapp joining us. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnaise.
It's that time of year where your sexual harassment can actually pop up at a Christmas party. So,
no pun intended.
What can businesses do to stop that from happening? Apparently, a lot of companies very concerned this year about the potential for sexual harassment at their Christmas parties, or as you new-aged people say, holiday parties. Your holiday party in your office environment. So what's to be done? There's a couple places that have already tried to get to the bottom of this. Vox, where they actually had to fire some people for sexual harassment. Lockhart Steele was the name of their editorial director. A former employee made allegations of sexual harassment against him. He got canned. The Huffington Post reported last week that Vox Media, which runs websites including Vox and Recode, is not going to have an open bar this year at its holiday party. They'll instead give employees two tickets that they can redeem for drinks. It'll also have more food than in past years. So the concept here is they want to slow down the drinking because they think that's what might be leading to some of this sexual harassment going on. They don't want that. And also, the National Federation of Independent Businesses recommending to companies this year for their Christmas parties, don't hang mistletoe. No mistletoe at your parties, because people might use it. You might unintentionally create some families this year, and you don't want to be doing that. You want to stay out of the family-creating business. You need to just worry about your profits and your bottom lines. So, I'm interested to find out, what is your Christmas party horror story? What is your Christmas party? Or maybe it's a romance. Has this happened to you? Do you find that people get a little looser, a little bit more flagrant, a little bit more evocative, a little bit more effervescent when they show up at the Christmas party? Because there's certainly, I've seen these dynamics before. You get a couple drinks in you, and all of a sudden that coworker that you have that doesn't speak all year is just not able to be shut up. Every single thing that he or she's been thinking about just comes out right across those lips after a bunch of alcohol goes into it. So how is it at your Christmas party? Have you encountered this, and do you have any fantastic Christmas party stories of a coworker just unfurled? Interested in finding out about that this morning. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I think the other question is, how many people would prefer just to give me the money, save the money on the party, just divvy up the money you would spend on the party and put it in everybody's paycheck? I think there are so many people who would just rather have the cash than have to go to a Christmas party. I think there's, I don't know, that's just, I'm curious to find that out. I'm shocked that companies still have alcoholic Christmas parties. With the litigious society in which we live, I'm shocked that they still have alcohol. Because if anything untoward happens, they're liable. It should be I'm so surprised that it's not just cash bar. Cash bar, that's it. It's on you. I've been to like business events where they'll give you a ticket and you can get a free drink.
Right.
You know, and that's it. One drink. That's it. After that, it is on you. We are not having the responsibility. I have been to
a cash bar at your Christmas party?
I'm not surprised.
It's like having a cash bar at a wedding.
Well, listen, I cannot blame, but you know why? Because I can't blame businesses, because if you're a dummy and you drink to excess, they can't sit there and police everybody who walks out the door to see if they're drunk. And if you get in a car accident, they're going to be held liable because they're the deep pockets.
That's true. But your dumbness at an office event is actionable. I mean, there are consequences to your behavior. If you show up at a Christmas party and get tanked and then start slapping people, you know, chances are you may actually not have a job come the next day.
True, you may not have a job, but I think a lot of employers are just looking at the drunk driving aspect of this, that if you get in an accident and hurt somebody, they're the ones who are going to be held liable.
Well, the reporting on this suggests that there are companies that are moving to cash bar this year to create that natural barrier to people over-consuming, over-imbibing. Although, it also is a cash-saving measure for the company to have to not have an open bar at their Christmas party.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, back to your point, though, about, you know, about somebody who's, like, really quiet and all of a sudden they get a couple of drinks in them. I think, listen, who do you spend more time with if you work in a regular office? Who do you spend more time with? You spend more time with your coworkers than you do with anybody else. 8 hours a day, right? And then maybe you spend some time with your dog when you get home, your dog or cat or some friends. That's it. You spend most time with those people with whom you work. So you're much more likely to find, if you're single, you're going to look at work as like the dating pool in a lot of instances. So I think there are a lot of people who look forward to the Christmas party. because they're going to get to actually talk to someone that maybe they is in a different department, they only see in the copy room, that kind of thing. They're finally going to actually get to talk to that person. So they look forward to it. And, you know, drink might make that person a little bit more talkative.
Right.
So I can see where people would love, love the Christmas party. I have been to some that have been so out of control. And ever since I started working, I always had that I'm having one drink and then I drink a bottle of water and then maybe another drink and that's
it. Have you ever seen Misbehavior?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Tell me. Anything juicy? Anything from somebody who you were like, wow, I had no idea they had a capacity
okay,
for that.
Okay, so I was at a party in Manhattan, and this was just a huge, unbelievable party. Like, huge. Thousands of people at this party. Huge
decadent,
corporation.
Gratuitous.
Decadent, unbelievable. Stop back at...
A live-action manger scene.
Stop back at the building. Well, actually, no, the next morning, I went into work, and there was someone with whom I was working, this is Hand of God, true story, in the same clothes from the night before. Didn't even go home, passed out on the couch in the ladies' room. And my feeling, like...
I hope it was a woman.
Yes, it was a woman.
Good, all right.
It was a woman. Passed out on the couch, walked the two or three, the couple of blocks. Like
see,
the
ladies'
blocks,
room do have couches, by the way, buried lead.
Back to, yeah, I don't know why. Back, it's like a fainting couch. back to the office, back to the company, right?
Uh-huh.
Managed to take the elevator up to our floor and slept in the ladies' room. And she's like, don't tell anybody. I'm like, I pretty much don't have to tell anybody because it's right here. It's written right here, honey. You're wearing the same outfit you had on last night. All right. That's number one. Number two, girl, you look like you went through a lot. Sick as a dog. Who does that at a Christmas party? Who does that?
I knew a guy who showed up after the party, woke up the next morning on a couch in the office, covered in vomit.
Oh.
And by the way, he claimed it wasn't his.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a brilliant defense.
It's a real mystery how that happened.
That's great.
Merry Christmas.
I love that, though, because then employers can fire stupid people because clearly you're too dumb to work here because you have no sense of self-control. I love it. 888-630-9625. Although you got to keep that guy because that is a brilliant defense. Oh, this? Not mine.
Not mine.
Brilliant defense.
What are you saying someone threw up on you and you just took it?
888-630-9625. It's 615 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, you got some crazy parties there at the traffic center?
You know, it is just wild in here. But Vince, that story. Come on. I can't believe it.
You're saying you don't believe him.
It's not mine. That's the best. That takes the cake. All right, here we go. 395, about a 30-minute ride right now from the Pentagon to the 14th Street Bridge. Why, you may ask? Well, the crash is still there, but they're making some improvement now. It's just one left lane block, so you have the two rights getting by. Nonetheless, it's extra time for sure. 395, accident at the 14th Street Bridge, still in the left lane and blocking the exit to go onto the GW Parkway along the left. Now, elsewhere, 210, still talking about you as well, northbound. Initially reported as a broken down car. Now the crash as you approach Livingston Road, have one lane blocked. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, you're doing okay. No problems to report as you head through Annandale and Tysons. It's now topside in Silver Spring, leaving College Park around toward Colesville Road. That's where the crash reported, and that's right where the delays are focused on. So you should come up to the exit for Colesville Road. Still watch fire and rescue units responding to the scene of the crash there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 57. Tonight, we're going to have partly cloudy skies, and then we'll have some showers developing late, but the chance of rain is only 30%, a low of 46. And then tomorrow, cloudy, occasional rain in the afternoon, a high of 61. Chance of rain, 80% tomorrow. Rainfall, about a quarter of an inch, and currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, this is interesting. In Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, this went to the Supreme Court for a variety of reasons, but the crux of this is that this woman was convicted for swearing out at her son. Now, they would not get into whether this
swearing
was...
Swearing at her son. She was convicted for that.
Yes, and they will not get into whether this was an issue of free speech. Apparently, he's 14 years old at the time, and she was three counts, child abuse, intentionally causing harm, child neglect, disorderly conduct. That last count was for profanely berating and insulting her 14-year-old son after he burned some popcorn. He had been on the phone with a friend, and the friend heard this entire thing over the phone, so there was a witness. Now, I do not know how this got to court. Okay, no idea how this got to court. No idea what the child abuse charges were for causing harm, child neglect. Don't know anything about that. Just talking about the disorderly conduct, which was swearing at her son. Now, I have to tell you, I am appalled by people who swear in front of their children, not even at their children, but in front of their children. I am shocked that parents do that. And I see it more and more, and it seems to become more and more acceptable that parents, and I, for instance, because I'm a fan of Teen Mom, I love that show because, again, it makes me feel smart. It makes me feel like I'm a really good choice maker as opposed to the children on that show. And now these women are in their 20s and they're, you know, this show's been going on for a long time. They're on their second and third kid and they will drop the F-bomb or other words in front of their children or even at their children. I'm like, oh my gosh, how do people not know that this is wildly inappropriate? If you don't want your four-year-old's first word, or, well, first won't be their first word, but if you don't want your four-year-old going into school and dropping a word that's going to get you as a parent called in, you probably shouldn't use it in front of them, let alone use it towards them. But is that child abuse?
Yeah, I don't like the government being involved here. I do, I mean, just in terms of, okay, she swore at her kid, I mean... This is the kind of thing another parent should confront her. You know, obviously, it's messy. But the government, like, charging her for child abuse for that? I'm not sure about
it. Well, they charged her with disorderly conduct, technically. But still, why should she be charged with it, period?
Right. Right. Totally. So, you know, I listened to a story like this, and let me see here. She was sentenced to 6 months in jail with release privileges. She was convicted of child abuse, intentionally causing harm, child neglect, and disorderly conduct.
Right, the disorderly conduct is the charge for swearing.
Yeah, and so, but you're right. I mean, kids pick this up, especially even at a young age. Kids, I always say this: like, kids are like terrific journalists. They know how to unbury the lead. They know exactly the word that they should not be repeating, but that they're going to use full time from now on.
Yes,
so if you say, if you accidentally just say a word somewhere in a sentence that you didn't intend for them to hear, little ears will hear it, and then all of a sudden repeat it. It's the exceptional word. It's the thing that they don't usually hear. It's the thing that they'll repeat. So in my house with my 3.5-year-old, we've got some go-to words for things like this. Like when you're in traffic and you're road raging and you're upset with somebody who just cut you off, that person is a banana head. And
oh,
so,
that's so cute.
So
though,
she tells me all the time, she's like, Grandma saw a lot of banana heads today.
Aw, but that's cute. That's
and
a
I was
great
like,
way to handle
wow,
it.
Wow, okay.
It.
There were some banana heads out there. So there's that. And then the other thing she does is she'll pick up things from like things she sees on television. So yeah. So now, it, like, if I'll grab at her, I'll pick her up, and she'll be like, get off me, you big tin can. And I'm like, where did you learn that, you big tin can? Like, what show? Where did that come from? But, like, even kids, they get that you need words to, like, kind of, like, riff on people and just, like, refer to things. You start peppering in some swear words, they're going to use them. So remember that.
And I'm terrible. I'm that person. I saw... Because I go up and say something to people. I've done it more than once where I'm like, seriously, you talk to your child that way? I have. I've gone up to somebody. One person, I said something. And she came back at me and wound up getting thrown out of the restaurant because she started in. So she got thrown out of the restaurant. Another time I was in a grocery store and there was a little kid in the cart. And the mother's F-bombing all over the place in a very, very heavy New York accent. So I went up to her. I said, I'm sorry, but your Brooklyn is showing. We don't talk to children that way around here. And then I walked away. My husband's like, you're going to get beat up one day. One of these days, someone's just going to pull out a gun and shoot you. But no, you shouldn't be talking to your children that way. Imagine what she says to this kid in private if that's how she speaks to a little kid in a
like
shopping cart.
Middle of a Walmart, just like screaming at your kid like that.
Yeah, so I don't care.
No bueno.
I'm that horrible person who goes up and says something because, I don't know, why not?
Oh, we agree. You're horrible. 622. I'm just teasing. I love
nice.
You. 622 on WMAL.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. And as Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. Don't miss the other incredible savings. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, Mattress Warehouse has got a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you. Sleephappens.com.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
625 in a WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have a little bit of a change here at the 14th Street Bridge crash. Now, northbound 395 from Shirlington to the bridge. It is a solid lineup, but additional lanes now open. So your lanes to the bridge open. What is blocked is that left exit lane to get onto the GW Parkway. So you can't access that right now. And only one VDOT truck left at the scene of the crash. Everyone else has moved along, but still, the distraction will be there and that left lane closure about 30 minutes right now coming in from the Pentagon to the 14th Street Bridge. A little extra time here on our Monday morning ride. Top side of the Beltway, Maryland College Park to Silver Spring crash right in the middle of the Beltway. This is going to be on the outer loop before you get to the exit for 29 Colesville Road. I'm looking at delays right as you merge off of I-95. Be really careful as you come up to the scene of the crash. May still have fire and rescue responding in that stretch. No problems early on 270. Let's take the ride through Urbana and Hyattstown. That's our heaviest stop and go. A little bit of volume now in Germantown and in Gaithersburg. And our solo riders on 66 can now head inside the Beltway using an easy pass. HOV lanes are in effect. This 9-mile stretch between the Beltway and Roslyn from 5:30 to 9:30 during the morning rush hour. If you have two or more, use the Easy Pass Flex switched on the HOV mode for free. Update sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chillier air will get here, but not before we get a couple of days near 60 degrees. One day today, 57. Clouds mixed with sunshine. Tonight, we'll cloud over. Some showers later, 46. And we'll push the rain in here tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, a mild 61. And that chillier air in here Wednesday. Clouds, sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 35 chilly degrees at 627 on WMAL. All right, so I have some news for you. It's probably not good news. For the longest time, you saved up $1 million for your retirement. You were good to go. You could retire in style. You know, you could be like your parents and travel and have a great time and live for 20 years. And yet, not anymore. If you are 67 years old today, and you're retiring today with $1 million in the bank, it's assumed that you're going to have to live on about $40,000 a year, and that's taking in adjustments for inflation, assuming withdrawal rates of 4%, all these other things. But approximately $40,000 a year to live on in your retirement. A lot of people, depending on where you are, that's not a lot of money. If you go to a state where, you know, like Florida or Tennessee, lower tax states, you probably will do a little bit better. If you are 42 years old today, you're a Gen Xer, that $1 million, if you save $1 million for retirement, you have to live on $19,000 a year. And if you are 32 years old, a millennial planning to retire at 67 with $1 million, you're going to live below the poverty line.
It's all based on the inflation adjusted rates.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So they're saying you've got to start now, regardless of your age, looking at your expenses and differentiate between what's necessary and what's discretionary. And things like small lunches add up. Things like private school, these are all decisions that you got to start making younger and younger and younger.
Because so you can't just be a millionaire anymore. You got to be a multimillionaire.
Exactly.
Go for that.
Yeah. Yay. And hey, by the way, happy Monday. 6:29 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, talking with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's been on the program for over a month now. JJ, give us an update, man.
I'm finally down over 20 pounds.
Oh, that's huge. That's a milestone. You get to lift the bag. Did you lift the bag?
I got to lift the bag. So they have this bag in the office there. And once you reach the 20-pound milestone, they get you to pick it up. And I'm a man. I'm like, hey, I can pick up a 20-pound bag. It was heavy. And I realized this thing that I was holding now no longer has a hold on me. I'm free of all that weight that was on my back and my knees, and it was causing me so much trouble.
Yeah, it really explains all those aches and pains after a while, doesn't it?
It does. I'm going to lose 85 pounds.
Wow.
And now I have the momentum, and I feel like anything is possible.
Join JJ, join me, join thousands of people who are discovering why EMP 180 is the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
And coming up on WMAL, there is so much news coming out of the Senate. We also have a lot of senators getting involved in some of the local races and a new book out on President Trump. It's all coming up, and it is now 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. The I-66 toll lanes are making their debut inside the Beltway this morning. If you drive alone, you can now pay to use the lanes as long as you have an Easy Pass. And if you're in a carpool, you can continue to ride for free with an Easy Pass Flex. The tolls vary depending on traffic volume, and tolls are in effect only inbound in the morning and outbound in the afternoon. You can get full details at WMAL.com. President Trump stayed out of the public eye for much of the weekend, skipping last night's Kennedy Center honors, for example, but he continued to carry the news cycle with a series of more than a dozen tweets blasting the FBI for its handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe and specifically an FBI investigator who's alleged to have an anti-Trump bias. He also caught heat for tweets related to the guilty plea of his former national security advisor Michael Flynn and his firing of FBI Director James Comey. The place where you buy birthday cards and aspirin may soon change the way health care is handled. CVS wants to get into the insurance business.
The largest pharmacy chain in the country wants to take over Aetna for $69 billion. It's the largest health care industry deal in U.S. history, dwarfing any previous mergers. It has to pass muster with antitrust regulators first. CVS execs claim this would enable providers to manage people's health care costs in a more integrated way. They say patients would have easier access to prescription drugs at lower costs. Opponents to the takeover argue that these kinds of mergers reduce choices and increase costs. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,232, the NASDAQ at 68,48. In sports, brought to you by LifeLock, the Eagles' 9-game win streak ends on Sunday Night Football as they fall to the Seahawks. College hoops, Maryland beats Illinois in overtime. Navy and Georgetown also winners. And Tiger Woods says he feels great after completing his first golf tournament in 10 months at 8 under par. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Some morning.
morning, opening your eyes is hard. But LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Nothing will flatter her more than Mervis Diamond Ear Studs. She'll wear them every day. It's the one essential she'll never take off. Mervis Diamond Ear Studs are classic. They're the ideal accessory. Our studs are brighter and flash more. That's my guarantee. It's the world-famous Mervis quality which creates that blaze of light. Mervis Diamonds are so brilliant, it's rude not to stare. Mervis proudly shows the most diamond ear studs. We offer all sizes and prices. Starting at just $500 for gorgeous half carats, our unrivaled collection includes studs from modest to truly grand. The amazing thing is the Mervis value, which makes our diamond ear studs so affordable. For the rest of time, you can trade up your Mervis diamond ear studs for larger, and we'll apply the full purchase price. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Just bring your studs back whenever you're in the mood and keep moving up. All you pay is the difference. Mervis Diamond Importers. For diamond ear studs she can't live without. Financing is available. For stores, go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done, so when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's D-R-I-Z-L-Y. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway commuters in Silver Spring crash. Nice. Quickly move to the shoulder. So some good news there. In delays as you come off of 95, but that's pretty normal. Solid lineup around to Colesville Road, but improving now that all the lanes have been relatively quickly released here. And again, you'll see that flashing lights to the shoulder. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, just starting to see some of that delay near 210. Then on 295 as you come off the Beltway going northbound, very slow up toward Blue Plains and the Naval Research Lab. Out of Greenbelt, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we're still hung up a bit to head inside the Beltway. That's where we had the incident before Good Luck Road had been moved to the shoulder. 395, finally some relief for you, but major delays now. Almost back, linking up with King Street, coming out of Landmark, to and across the 14th Street Bridge with all of your travel lanes reopened. And the latest change is that they've reopen the exit, that left side to go into the GW Parkway. So all signs of the accident gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air coming, but it's not until late week. Another mild day today. Temperatures above average. Clear start with some clouds coming in this morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. 57. We'll have rain by tomorrow afternoon. 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 23 in Manassas, 31 in Damascus, 37 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
and AM 630.
Good Monday morning. We've got a good show for you at 7:05. Joe DeGeneva is with us to discuss Michael Flynn and also FBI news. At 7:35, it's Joe Bishop Henchman with the Tax Foundation. At 8:05, Michael Mukasey, former Bush Attorney General. And at 8:35, it's Matt Schlapp with the American Conservative Union. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. Trying to bring you some news about the Senate races going on right now. A couple things happening. One of them is this special election in Alabama. That's set for next week is getting more and more interesting by the second, not least of all because the President of the United States just minutes ago added his voice here in a way that's much more positive for Roy Moore than he has been at any other time. This will be one of the tweets that drives the day today, as often happens. Here's the President of the United States just moments ago. Democrats' refusal to give even one vote for massive tax cuts is why we need Republican Roy Moore to win in Alabama. We need his vote on stopping crime, illegal immigration, border wall, military, pro-life, VA, judges, Second Amendment, and more. No to Jones, a Pelosi-Schumer puppet. It's the President of the United States coming out in his most forceful and positive tweet yet for Roy Moore in the wake of the allegations against Moore. You know, you'll note that so far the president is sort of running, has been running the anti-Moore tact, which is to go against people who are criticizing Roy Moore and, of course, going against Doug Jones and saying that he would be a terrible addition to the Senate. He's so liberal. Of course, you know, Jones's critics have noted that he's a guy who has an unfettered appetite for abortion. He's fine with it at all levels, which has been the subject of much criticism of him. It's a weird thing to be in a state like Alabama, so pro-abortion. It's an interesting race. All the polling, all the available polling suggests that the race is very much neck and neck right now, that Roy Moore very well could win this thing. And also remember, I mean, just with a guy like Donald Trump, the polling underestimated his support because people are reticent to vocalize it. Imagine what you're doing right now if you're an Alabaman answering phone calls from pollsters, if you do that, and whether or not you're going to indicate that you support Roy Moore. You may very well withhold your own assessment, even though come election day, you're going to go and pull the lever for Moore.
Well, I mean, is the president wrong in that tweet? You know, it's come down to Roy Moore and Doug Jones. So is the president wrong in that tweet? No, he's not. Yeah, they do need that seat. They do need Roy Moore's votes. So what he tweeted out is absolutely correct.
Well, it's what they need on. For sure is a Republican in that seat.
Right. And right now, the only guy who can win is Roy Moore. So there you go. So that's he's supporting the Republican.
And he continues to deny all of the allegations against him. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, also making some news this weekend because he says the following, let the people of Alabama make the call on Roy Moore. This is a tone change for him after having called him to get out of the race. He says that he's going to let Alabama, of course, make this call. He said it on ABC's This Week that if Moore wins, the Senate Ethics Committee would have to consider the allegations against him. Quote, I think we're going to let the people of Alabama decide a week from Tuesday who they want to send to the Senate, and then we'll address the matter appropriately. I'm confident they will come up with the right conclusion, referring to the Ethics Committee. So Roy Moore may have some homework when he arrives at the Senate in the event that he's elected next
week. Yeah, I have to tell you, I like this. I've always thought it should be up to the people in that state to decide, because as we know, and we've talked about this so many times, the people and what helps people in Maryland and what they want isn't necessarily what helps people in Virginia and what they want. So people in Washington, D.C. shouldn't be influencing races in Alabama. I don't want them influencing the races in Maryland. Yeah. So why would the people in Alabama want them influencing races in Alabama?
But regardless of the race, we all render judgment on things like this. We come up with judgments and we decide, like, do we like the guy? Should he be in the Senate? Should he not? And people are going to do that regardless of whether they're in Alabama. I always kind of thought, like, maybe they should keep their powder dry, wait until he's kind of in the Senate, and then dethrone him, get another Republican in there by way of process, just in terms of the political implications. The president clearly needs that Republican vote. Some other quick news for you. In Utah, Steve Bannon is mauling backing Orrin Hatch now, offering an endorsement of current Senator Orrin Hatch to keep Mitt Romney as far away from the Utah Senate race as possible. Right. I feel like that's not necessarily the thing that would keep Mitt Romney away. I mean, that might actually spur Romney on if Steve Bannon gets involved and endorses Orrin Hatch. So
they're both good names. They're both well-known names, and we talk about name recognition when it comes to people voting. You know, if you had Mitt Romney, you know, for instance, going up against someone who you don't know their name, Mitt Romney is going to win on name recognition.
By the way, one other big one that you should know: Tom Cotton's Senate seat.
Yes,
Politico, an opinion writer in Politico, floating this week that maybe Chelsea Clinton would make a great U.S. senator from Arkansas. Chelsea Clinton. Arkansas zone.
Can't she just go away and spend her parents' money? Really?
Famous NBC reporter Chelsea Clinton.
But you know what? We're talking about it. 6:43 on WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com. /today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the Beltway we go. Very slow delays out of College Park. They're beginning out of Calverton on 95, and they actually begin before 95 on the Beltway. That's due to the crash that had been at Colesville Road. It's over to the shoulder, so still seeing some of that activity. If you're joining on from Colesville Road, you're just beyond the crash. So you're joining on to a pretty easy trip here around toward Connecticut Avenue. Now, as we travel through Greenbelt, still talking about these delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Heavy before you get to 193 to just inside the Beltway. That's where we had the crash. Now, park police are checking for one reported in the backups near 193. So Baltimore-Washington Parkway commuters, keep alert. Same story with 210. Accident activity northbound near Livingston Road prior to the Capitol Beltway. On 395 out of Landmark, 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Very little break, and that's all due to the earlier crash we had at the 14th Street Bridge. Completely gone. Nothing left to check out there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air coming, but it's not until late week. Another mild day today. Temperatures above average. Clear start with some clouds coming in this morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon, 57. We'll have rain by tomorrow afternoon, 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 6:46 on WMAL.
All right, there's a lot going on this week with a new book that's out about Donald Trump. The book is called Let Trump Be Trump. It's written by two former Trump campaign guys, Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie, who are giving people an inside look at who the president of the United States is and was on the campaign trail. The authors say the following of Donald Trump, quote, sooner or later, everybody who works for Donald Trump will see a side of him that makes you wonder why you took a job with him in the first place. Wow. Oh my God. His wrath is never intended as any personal offense, but sometimes it can be hard not to take it that way. The mode that he switches into when things aren't going his way can feel like an all-out assault. It'd break most hardened men and women into little pieces. Little pieces.
I wouldn't do well. I'd be just like, you know what? I'm out. I just walk away. Okay, I'm done. I'm gonna go find something else.
You don't handle the shouting boss well.
I shouldn't have to. That's my at this point in my life. I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't have to deal with this.
Not even to support the Make America Great Again agenda.
No.
Wow.
All
right.
I'm all about the path of least resistance at this point in the game.
So apparently, he's about smashing people into little pieces. Which
well, I don't
we
think
saw,
he does it intentionally. Right?
Which we saw in his WWF video where he take out Vince McMahon. Also, they get into his diet. Now, look, this is, by the way, all of these revelations so far have been a source of a lot of debate over the weekend. The press going crazy about this stuff. They also get into his diet that he eats. His four main food groups on the campaign trail consisted of McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, pizza, and Diet Coke.
Oh, God.
Now, I remember seeing, I think it was with the Kentucky Fried Chicken, weren't there pictures of him on Trump Force One?
Yes.
Eating
yes.
out of the KFC bucket.
With the Diet Coke.
He was all excited. He had his Diet Coke. And also remember the famous Trump tweet. There's a Trump tweet for everything, by the way. No matter what happens, you can always find a Trump tweet that has something that he's put out in the past that has to do with the issue at hand. Remember the tweet about Diet Coke? I've never seen a skinny person drink a Diet Coke.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
He tweeted that out?
Yeah, he tweeted that.
Holding a Diet Coke?
The president of the United States tweeted that he's never seen a skinny person drink Diet Coke. Also, they get into other aspects of his diet that he would order from McDonald's. This is one order. 2 Big Macs, 2 Filet-O-Fish, and a chocolate shake.
Oh, God.
Wow. He's making America great again, isn't he?
He has the diet of an 8-year-old. That's basically what this is. The diet of an 8-year-old with the money to sustain it.
Reporters punching up the caloric intake that's like 2,500 calories in a single meal.
Lord. Oh, gosh. Yay. 650 at WMAL.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
There is, of course, no better feeling in the world than to see a child's face light up and smile. So join Hadid Carpet for their annual toy drive. Just bring an unwrapped new toy, game, or gift card to any of Hadid's 4 locations. Or give them a call if you live within their pickup zone. They'll come and get your donation absolutely free. You can also bring your gift to Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield, where, on December 9th, they'll be hosting the toy drive's main event featuring free food and drinks. You'll also be able to take a tour of Hadid's amazing facility. The Hadid team is truly passionate about helping the Child Help Foundation. Childhelp.org has been assisting abused and neglected children since 1959. So to mark this event, they're offering 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. For details and drop-off locations, go to joehadid.com. Hadid's annual holiday toy drive is going on now until December 9th. Let's make this the most successful drive ever.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something.
This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
This week at Mattress Warehouse, mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, they've got a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
Pam and I purchased our timeshare in 1979. We went to our timeshare twice a year for years. Boy, I miss those days. In 2012, I lost Pam. I knew I had to get out of our timeshare because the thought of going back there was too painful for me and our children. Finally, I found Timeshare Exit Team. They got us out.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
That sound means that it's 6:53, so let's see how your money is doing. It's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Mary. Good morning. Stocks are set to soar at the open as investors cheer the Senate tax bill win. The Dow is indicating a 200-point pop. Markets in Europe are all higher, mostly lower in Asia, though. Crude oil is down 1%, but what really means something to you is you're paying less at the pump. Gasoline prices are down 7 cents over the past 2 weeks to a national average of $2.54 a gallon. That's according to the Lundberg survey. CVS Health is buying insurance company Aetna for $69 billion. If regulators approve, this would be the deal of the year and a step toward reshaping the healthcare industry. Those Disney and 21st Century Fox deal talks are on again. The Wall Street Journal says Disney may try still to buy some of 21CF. The Supreme Court will hear arguments this morning in a case that could decide the future of legal gambling on college sports. Right now, it's only legal in Nevada, but at least 15 other states want a piece of that action. And number one at the box office over the weekend, Disney's Coco. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, if you heard me talk about the crash on the Beltway, Outer Loop, Colesville Road, that's over to the shoulder with the delays right before you get to I-95 and off of I-95. Still with the crash, though, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we are bunched up through Greenbelt down past the Beltway before you get to 410. That was the scene of the first crash. Then we had a second one in the backups near 193. 210 northbound coming up to Livingston Road. Still pretty solid lineup here trying to push toward the Beltway from an earlier crash there. 395, all your travel lanes open at the 14th Street Bridge, but big delays out of Landmark. That was a crash that's now gone at the bridge. And a big morning this morning. HOV lanes now in effect on 66 inside the Beltway. So everybody using 66 will need an easy pass. If you have two or more in the car, you ride for free, but you need to have your easy pass flex set on the HOV mode. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air on the move. It'll get here about midweek and last for, looks like, quite a few days. A little chilly this morning, but not bad this afternoon, 57. Showers late tonight, occasional rain tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 657 on WMAL. Hey, you wondering what happened to Matt Lauer? Well, you know, Matt Lauer, when we last left him, when we last saw Matt, he was suing for the rest of his $1 million contract. He said, I get that money. It's like something like $30 million or $20 million, whatever it happened to be that they owned him. Several millions more than you and I will ever make in a lifetime. And we were wondering, how could he possibly sue? Well, he can't, and he's not going to get the rest of the money. So Matt only has the millions that he managed to squirrel away. If any, that's all he is getting. He did release a statement, and he said that some of the allegations are, quote, untrue or mischaracterized, but, quote, there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed. So, at least he's not, it must be so blatant and so damning that he's saying, all right, it's not all true, but okay, the bulk of it is, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if the statement itself precluded him from being able to litigate this or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, you know, he admitted some sort of wrongdoing kind of as a half step. And a lot of these contracts include some sort of morality out for the company that, you know, wherein, like, you know, you commit some sort of violation of your morals or appropriate morals that you can lose access to your contract or what you're owed. His contract is worth $20 million. I think that's on a yearly basis. I think that's $20 million a year. I mean, this is one of those high-powered... you know, this is one of the top dollar contracts in the industry. That we remember, we talk about those numbers when you were talking about like people like Megyn Kelly, Bill O'Reilly, and in this case, Matt Lauer, and that's where he was.
And apparently, this is not news to his wife. They got married in 1998. He married former model Annette Rocky. And 5 weeks after they got married, he was supposed to go to Florida to cover the space shuttle launch for the Today Show. And she made such a fuss about this that the embassy staffers had to get her a set of last-minute press credentials so that she could go. And everybody was saying, like, his friends were stunned that he, you know, he was catering to her whims like this. How could it be? He's totally whipped. But now they're saying, in hindsight, she probably was just trying to rein him in and probably knew all about his, quote, wandering eye. This is all according to Page Six. But they have also, according to Page Six, been living apart. They've been leading separate lives. She lives in their properties, their properties with an S, in Sag Harbor, Long Island, and he stays in the Park Avenue apartment during the week. She always goes out to dinner.
You know, it may be a lot more affordable for Matt Lauer to have his wife kind of living her separate lifestyle instead of just divorcing him. You know?
Yeah.
Got a lot of money.
Cheaper to keep her. That's where the saying probably comes from.
Yeah, it's the Lauer's picture right there.
Yeah, so she's not a dummy. She's no dummy. She saw this coming. What else is coming up on WMAL?
Well, we've got a lot. Trump's schedule this week, very interesting. We'll tell you why he's headed to Utah today.
Yes, and Joe DiGenova will be joining us as well to discuss that Michael Flynn confession, him pleading guilty, and also other FBI news. It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by LongRoofing.com. After years of planning and negotiations, I-66 inside the Beltway has made its debut as a rush hour toll road.
Motorists can now, who could not before, travel this roadway during peak periods as a single occupant. May now, by paying a toll, may travel through this segment.
With your Easy Pass, VDOT Commissioner Charles Kilpatrick says this is the first time solo drivers have been allowed to use I-66 inside the Beltway during rush hour. Carpoolers can still use the road for free with an Easy Pass Flex. Switch to HOV mode. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The tolls are inbound in the mornings, outbound in the afternoons. You can get more details at WMAL.com. After initial muted reaction to the guilty plea entered by his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, President Trump unleashed a flurry of tweets over the weekend that critics say may have exposed him to legal peril concerning his firing of former FBI Director James Comey. The president also blasted the FBI for its handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe and said the agency's reputation reputation is in tatters.
The head of the FBI Agents Association firing back, saying FBI special agents put their lives on the line to protect the American public, suggesting otherwise is simply false. Former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates also coming to the Bureau's defense, declaring the only thing in tatters is the president's respect for the rule of law.
Correspondent Joe Johns, the president's back on the smartphone this morning, blasting Democrats for refusing to back his tax cut plan and calling on Alabama voters to put Roy Moore in office. He calls Doug Jones, the Democrat in that Senate race, a Pelosi-Schumer puppet. Congress gets to work today trying to make those House and Senate GOP tax plans fit together into one tidy bill.
The president has said he wants to make sure that the tax bill is signed into law before the new year. That doesn't give Republicans much time. And this is as they face a massive spending deadline at the end of this week. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has assured that there won't be a government shutdown, but there's still room for negotiations ahead, and there's only 5 days.
Correspondent Lauren Fox. Prince William County has long enjoyed the easy money that comes from data centers, but some supervisors are starting to wonder whether the shine has started to fade.
All these data centers have been good from a revenue standpoint, says Prince William County Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart.
Do you want the data centers competing with other businesses for some of the most commercially valuable?